I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Due to the ongoing human rights violations taking place in Sudan, many have critiqued former President Obama's decision to temporarily lift sanctions on Sudan. Now, the Trump administration was scheduled to revisit that issue this month, but he's postponed the discussion until October. And for now, the Sudanese government is refusing to negotiate at all. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says,
it's a very difficult government to work with for obvious reasons. The human rights violations in Sudan across the board are horrendous.
This includes religious freedom violations like false charges against churches, church demolitions, and an unforgiving stance on conversion from Islam. Would you ask God to give wisdom to leaders of both countries and pray wisdom and boldness for believers to live out their faith? And Jason Wolford of Mission Cry aims to get a Bible or a Christian book into every home in Belize by November.
If there's one thing that brings unity to the body of Christ, it's the Word and giving people the Word.
Just ask Pastor Manuel, a partner helping to distribute the books and Bibles in Belize. Now, while recruiting pastors to help with an upcoming event, he was turned down by one pastor. Later, he brought that man a Bible from a Mission Cry shipment, and the pastor changed his mind and decided to help.
The powerful thing about that is that was a used Bible that was just sitting on someone's shelf, but instead it's now mended a relationship, it's opened doors, and most importantly, it's provided the Word of God that doesn't return void to a pastor who desperately needed it.
Go to our website for links on how you can help. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. To get your copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.